Saskatchewan. It's time to talk sports. The all-new Sports Cage is on the air for the fans and telephone users like yourselves. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. And we're always online at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
Wow, this is really happening. Colson, are you going to hold my hand through this?
I'll do what I can.
I feel like a raw rookie again. It's been like 4 weeks since I did this. Good afternoon, Saskatchewan. This is Brendan McGuire, along with Derek Bidwell for the Friday edition of the Sports Cage for Nelson Homes, supplying home packages and RTMs for over 65 years. Ahead in this hour, we will check in with the voice of the Saskatoon Blades, Les Lazarek. Game 5 coming up tonight at SaskTel Center. Biggest WHL series, I would argue, this province has had in over 30 years. James Gallo, also the Moose Jaw Warrior broadcaster, will join us. We'll have the Blue Jay Report. JC Abbott in hour two. Is there something that the CFL can do to make this draft less of a non-event? We'll talk to him. Chase the Ace with the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Foundation. Of course, very big event happening today, the celebration of life for the late Jim Hobson. Andrew Dawson will join us in studio. He was down there. He just got back to the offices. And in hour three, we'll check in with Leo McDonald, who works with the Portland Winterhawks, and he's a friend of the show, and I'll be curious to hear who he thinks his squad would rather play, if it's the Blades or the Warriors. More Rider talk and a whole bunch more coming up on this Friday edition of the Sports Cage. Bidzy, did you guys get any rain in Saskatoon?
Good. We had a little bit of rain earlier in the day. I got a little soaked when I was out for a run, and now it's subsided. Now just a little bit of overcast here. Things have dried up. Fans, I see walking around downtown with Blades gear on. I think people are fired up for tonight's Game 5 between the Warriors and the Blades. They're expecting here at SaskTel Center a little over 10,000 tickets sold right now. They're hoping to creep in on 12,000. We'll need a big walk-up crowd, but yeah, should be an excellent game, excellent atmosphere. People are fired up for this Friday night game here in Saskatoon.
You sound fired up for it, and I know we talked to Colin Priestner a few weeks ago. He said the max capacity in that building for hockey is about 12,500, so it sounds like they're in line to maybe sell this one out. And somebody who's more jazzed up than even Bidzy is about this game tonight is our first guest on the Western Pizza Hotline. Les Lazarek has been the voice of the Saskatoon Blades for 30 seasons on the button and has probably never had the privilege to call a bigger game than the one he will tonight, and he joins us on the Sports Cage. Les, are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the rink. I'm sitting up here trying to get myself set up and geared up and ready to go for what should be the pivotal game, the pivotal game. Everybody talks about best of seven, which is the biggest game. Some say game three, some say game four. No, it's game five, because usually if you've got a competitive series like this one tied up at 2-2, the game five winner usually goes on to win the series.
I never thought of that, but I'm sure there's some crazy analytical stat that says 70 or 80% of the time the game five winner wins the series.
Well, you'd like to think so, but just because you win game five, you go up 3-2. Now you have two shots to win the fourth game in game six and seven. Whereas if you lose game five, now you have to win two games in order to come from behind again, in order to win in seven games. So game five to me is the big one of a best of seven series when it's tied up at 2-2. And we'll see what happens. But there's very little to choose between these two teams during the first four games.
I've been watching them all online, and they've been great to watch. And I shouldn't speak out of turn, but I suggested this might be one of the biggest games you've ever had the privilege to call. What is the biggest game that you've ever got to call? Can you think of one?
Well, I can think of the Memorial Cup games here in 2013 when the Blades hosted. Still the game that I enjoyed the most from a Blades success perspective was when they beat the Halifax Mooseheads, the eventual Memorial Cup champions in 2013 at the Memorial Cup here, what was then known as Credit Union Center, now known as SaskTel Center. But as far as the Blades being in the playoffs, yeah, this would be it. The Blades got to the third round last year, but were beat up after their series against Red Deer and were easy pickings for the Winnipeg Ice, losing out in four games. And this time around, they're rested, and so are Moose Jaw, and they're putting on a show. It's as advertised, Brendan.
Hey, Les, it's busy here in Saskatoon. I know that you get to the rink a little bit early. I've tried to go to the rink a little bit earlier in the past, and before when I was with Global Television, you and I would do some live hits from up there in the press box, and I could never beat you there. So before we move on to setting up this matchup, you are a legendary broadcaster, of course, in Saskatchewan for hockey. Now talk about what's the Les Lazaruk routine going into this one? And correct me if I'm wrong, you've now surpassed 2,200 games called, is that right?
That is correct, yes. 2,200 was game three on Tuesday night. I know this only because I actually have a little ticker that goes off in my documents in my file, so I don't even have to do anything. All I have to do is go to a certain file and look, and oh yeah, it's updated, and that's nice. We're hitting that number, are we? Oh, okay, cool. I mean, it's longevity. I'm very proud of it, and it's been a lot of fun. The routine, to answer the first part of your question, it's a lot of prep that gets done early in the morning. This morning I was up at 5:30 to get the prep done, and then go into the office at the radio station, because I still have sportscasts and a commentary to do, and some days I even have to do a newscast or two before I make my way here.
Les, now let's move forward to this series. Of course, you mentioned Game 5 is a pivotal one. The team that probably wins this one goes on to win the series more often than not. Just your thoughts on going into this one. This series is like everybody thought it would be very, very close. Close checking, close scores, decided in extra time. I would not be surprised at all if this will be another barn burner, another thriller, maybe extra time for the fans once again, this time at SaskTel Center for Game 5.
Well, if it goes to overtime again, I think there's going to be a need for an EKG machine, as Brendan Sonny suggested after Game 4 in Moose Jaw. It's heart-stopping stuff when you're getting to overtime. In all four games, the score has been tied after two periods. So that shows you just how even-steven the teams are, and a break here or a great play there allows one team or the other to win. The series has seen alternate winners. Moose Jaw winning the odd-numbered games, 1 and 3. The Blades winning the even-numbered games, 2 and 4. It's odd number tonight, which would suggest Moose Jaw wins. The Blades want to end that particular trend because they're at home, and they'd like to be the first team in the series to win back-to-back games. And I'll go so far as to say the first team to win back-to-back games in this series is the one that's going to win the series. And I will even go so much further as to say the winner of Game 5 tonight will win the series. I'll put that on the line right now. And if it's Moose Jaw, then, okay, I may have to eat some crow. But if it's the Blades, I would say they're in pretty good shape to possibly then win Game 6 or 7 in Moose Jaw Sunday afternoon or back here on Tuesday night.
I feel like the thing that's jumped out for me in this series, Les, like I've watched all the games online, and they've been terrific, every one of them. It's the ability of someone to fight back when they're on the mat. I guess a perfect example of that would have been Game 4 with the Warriors down 3-0 before I even turned it on. They fight all the way back, and usually we assume that the team who has fought back has all the momentum and they're going to come away as the winner, but it didn't happen for them. It just seems like when one team has momentum and they're heading in a direction, it just gets snapped away. Have you ever seen a series that shifts back and forth so much like this one?
No, certainly not. It's been wild momentum swings. I mean, prior to Game 4, in the first three games, the team that opened the scoring, and again, there's analytics that say something like 65, 70, 75% of the teams that score the opening goal go on to win a game. But the first three games, the teams that opened the scoring lost. And it was like, what's going on here? And then the Blades opened the scoring for the third time in four games in the series in Game 4 back on Wednesday in Moose Jaw and go up 3-0. And here come the Warriors battling back, and it's tied 4-4. And you think to yourself, it's going to happen again. But the Blades were able to break that trend that night, come away with the overtime win. So maybe sanity is going to prevail again, and whoever the team is that scores first tonight might be the one to win again. But the pushback from both of these teams, they're both proud teams, and they both have the ability offensively to make something happen and to switch the momentum to their side. So it's hard to say one way or the other. If you can follow any kind of trends, you can throw them all out the window, really, when it gets down to this series and this time of the year.
All right, Les, Sports Cage, of course, is our provincial sports show, and this is a provincial WHL barn burner matchup, right? This is a little bit of a historic value. Never mind, is it exciting? And the results are close, and we're going to extra time, but it's people are actually witnessing a little bit of history for the last, 30 years or so.
31 years, to be precise, because the last time there was an All-Saskatchewan Eastern Conference final was in 1993, and it was the Swift Current Broncos and the Regina Pats. Since then, either Brandon or Winnipeg, when they were there for a brief period of time, or one of the Alberta teams has always been in the Eastern Conference final. There's been a bit of a drought for the Saskatchewan teams as far as both of them, two of them, getting to the Eastern Conference final. I mean, there's been a good team here and there, and we've even had a few Saskatchewan teams go to the WHL final and even win the Edmonton Cup. Of course, most recently, you think of the Prince Albert Raiders in 2019, but to get two powerhouse Saskatchewan teams meeting in the Eastern Conference final, it hasn't happened in 31 years.
Yeah, it's a huge story for sure, and I remember that series that you talked about between Swift Current and Regina. I remember staying up late listening to Pete Loubardius broadcast that series. Jeff Friesen, at the age of 16, yep, was the overtime hero in Lethbridge. That's how long it's been since two Saskatchewan teams met in the conference final. I remember it like yesterday, but I don't remember much since. But yeah, you're right. It's a long time ago. Les, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, and you can take the fifth if you want to, because maybe you haven't thought this far ahead. We're going to have our pal Leo McDonald on the show a little bit later, and Leo is an employee of the Portland Winterhawks. He's basically Mike Johnson's right-hand man out on the prairies. Have you thought far enough ahead as to if the Blades are fortunate enough to get to the finals, who would they rather face in the championship round, Portland or Prince George?
I've thought about it briefly as to who they could play. Both teams are really good. I don't think there's a preference or you can pick on one team or the other that you'd want to play against. They both have incredible offensive talent. I think Prince George can be really good defensively. Portland will outscore you more often than not, although they have a tremendous goaltender in Jan Spooner, and they rely on him. They lean on him a fair amount. But to say that the Blades would rather play Portland over Prince George or would rather play the Cougars over the Winterhawks, I don't think that they've even thought about that much. I know I certainly haven't. I just think that for the Blades to get to that point for the first time in 30 years would be phenomenal. And regardless of who it is, I think it would just be a great series. Because I think the final four teams are all pretty similar. You're not going to have anybody try and intimidate the other out of the building. You're not going to see anybody try to run you out of the building. It's going to be the best team's talent over a course of a 7-game series is the one that's going to prevail.
All right, Les, I know you don't like being called legendary. That's why I like to always bring it up, because I know it makes you red in the cheeks. But I'm gonna say you are a legendary broadcaster here in Saskatchewan. I'm not trying to make you feel old. It usually kind of seems that way when people say the sort of things like that. But I'm just saying you've been around to see a lot of Blades hockey, as you mentioned. For those that are just tuning in, Les Lazarek, play-by-play man for the Saskatoon Blades, just called this 2,200 Blades game. So you've had a chance to see a lot of Blades hockey. Talk about this team, how it ranks compared to other teams. A lot of people talk about this team's depth. Obviously, Igor Sidorov seems to be that guy that is the hero's cape on right now. He's playing incredible in the postseason. But not individually. This team, how does this team stack up against others that you've had a chance to call?
The ones that I've had the chance to call, this one's right up there with the 2011 team that had Braden Shen on it and a lot of very good players that won 56 games and had 115 points. So it would compare favorably with that group. This one, though, has gone further in the playoffs than that team. That team beat Prince Albert in 6 games in the first round and then ran up against the eventual league champion Kootenay Ice, who steamrolled them in 4 games in the second round. This team is already at 2-2 in the third round with Moose Jaw and have a 10-3 record in the postseason. So I could make the argument that this might be the best Blades team that I've ever had the pleasure of calling the games of. So there are other teams. There were the teams in the early to mid-90s with Warren Mullican as head coach, went to the final in 92 and 94 that were really good. I had somebody remind me of the Blades team in 89 that was really good. Didn't win a championship. So you know, I think ultimately your greatest teams are the ones that can unfurl a banner, a league championship banner, and this one may be the one to do it, but they've still got a long ways to go. They still have six wins to get, and two of them especially, first of all, against Moose Jaw.
Yeah, well, it's been an amazing series, and I mentioned earlier this is probably one of the, well, tonight will be one of the biggest games that you've ever called, and we wish you, the Blades, the city of Saskatoon, good luck. We know that this weekend, by the time the weekend is out, your team could be in the championship round or the playoff run could be up in smoke. That's the excitement and the beauty of it all. Thanks for doing this, Les, and enjoy tonight. Take some time to smell the roses before you get to work.
Thanks, Brendan. Thanks, Bidzy. Appreciate it. And all the best to you guys with the Sports Cage.
All right.
Thanks, Les. We'll see you at the game.
For sure.
That is Les Lazarek joining us on the Western Pizza Hotline. Huge game happening tonight. And, you know, I didn't touch this with Les. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but I almost wonder if there might be more than just a championship riding on the line in this Blades playoff run. There's been a lot of discussion about a downtown arena in Saskatoon, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. Still ahead, we will check in with James Gallo, the broadcaster for the Moose Jaw Warriors, who will also call tonight game number 5. You're listening to the Friday Sports Cage for Nelson Holmes on Rider Radio 620 CKRM.